And welcome in Trailblazers courtside here on this Tuesday night from our Moda Center studios. The court playing surface tonight, it would be ice, is only about a sandwich, eight iron for you, that way.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
A five iron.
There it is right there. Look at that. That's how quick the room is. It's preparing for a Winterhawks game tonight out on the Moda Center ice. But welcome in. We're talking NBA, of course, tonight. Trailblazers, a nice victory last night over a team that we both think could and maybe will challenge for a playoff spot in the East, although they have another tough one tonight at Golden State. But Detroit, a team that played Portland tough, they had that game circled. They knew it was the start of a road trip, time to crack down on Portland. They talked about it before, but the Blazers still were good enough and good enough in the second half to hang on and get the victory and now prepare for that game against Phoenix, a team that beat them on opening night tomorrow night.
You know, if you look at the Detroit Pistons, that's what the NBA is all about. It's about chemistry. And if you look at the Pistons, this team on this road trip, they play four games. Golden State, as you said, MB, tonight. Then they have the Kings and the Lakers. If they were to lose, and they've already lost 18 in a row to West Coast teams on these West Coast trips. Last year, they started the season 0-7 because they went and played six-game road trips in the West and didn't win. But their chemistry is really shaky. And in the NBA, when your chemistry is shaky, when Josh Smith can't get along with Jennings, or
they both want the ball.
Yeah,
for
and
sure.
It hasn't happened yet, but we'll talk about it.
All right, here's what's coming up on Courtside. This is the Courtside Tip-Off presented by Standard TV and Appliance. Terry Stotts, Blazers coach, to join us at 6:15. And Tim Kempton, our buddy on the Phoenix Suns radio broadcast, works with the great Al McCoy. He will join us 6:35. Phoenix is 5-2 and leads the Pacific Division. That loss on opening night for Portland, everybody said, how could you lose to the Suns? And it may well shake out that they're not a playoff team, but right now they're playing like it. And we'll see if Portland can make the adjustments. Always interesting when you play a team for the second time early in a season. All that and more coming up on Trailblazers Courtside right here on Comcast Sportsnet. I don't hear him at all.
And I don't hear myself at all. I've just gone off. Testing.
That's better.
I need you to tune me up a little bit more. That's the way it sounded when I first was talking, and I'm going to lose my voice.
Yeah, that's me too. That's what I was afraid of.
It's still not enough volume for on mine. MB sounds much better.
Check one, two. I'm down now, but I can live with this, I guess.
Testing. Yeah, no. Yeah. I need more. It's real bassy kind of testing one. Yeah, have him work on it because it's.
Yeah, he's borderline.
The following sports presentation is a production of Blazers Broadcasting. Welcome to Trailblazers Courtside. Join us for tonight's program. In Portland, call 503-963-4595. Elsewhere, call 1-877-475-4595. Email courtside@trailblazers.com. Text us courtside at 66937. Or follow the show on Twitter at #TVCourtside.
I didn't even hear that, but I knew it was probably inappropriate. Welcome into Trailblazers Courtside at our Moda Center Studios. Where were we last night and where we will be tomorrow night? Trailblazers taking on Phoenix tomorrow night following the win over Detroit. I have to think a satisfying victory. Terry Stotts talked about it after the ball game, 109-103. And a lot of the players said, which is pretty obvious, need to learn to put away some teams. But you're getting victories. But you're up big, up 13 in this one. And then there was the questionable call about the rip ball hitting the rim, shot clock didn't reset. Yeah. That seemed to kind of fuel Detroit's mini comeback. But the point is, and also in the Sacramento game down there, you did have enough to put them away late, and you got another victory over a determined Detroit team that is talented and played a good game. I think Maurice Cheek's probably pretty happy with his team's performance.
They have just about everything you need to be a big winner. They have rebounding. Their defense isn't bad. The point guard play of Jennings and Bynum, Stuckey can come in off the bench. So they have a lot of things going for them. Kyle Singler
yes.
is, a high IQ guy. In fact, their plus minus with him playing the small forward, I was going over it today. I was wondering, there's a team that probably needs the starting rotation adjusted. Playing Josh Smith at the small forward spot, he kind of gets in the way of the two big guys that are in there.
And it took him off of Aldridge, a guy he's had success against in the past, and put him onto Batum. And I think Portland is okay with that because he's a shot blocker.
Yeah, with the length, he's always given L.A. problems. And it's a team that you think, boy, they've got potential. But it's just chemistry-wise, it is so important in the NBA. And all you got to do is look at the Suns. Early in the season, they're playing defense, which Phoenix has never been known for.
So Jeff Hornacek get a lot of the credit for the fast start?
Absolutely. They've bought into what he's selling. And he's selling that, we have to pass to each other. We have to push it up, which all NBA players like. And the reason we can push it up is we're playing a little defense. They're the third best defensive team in the NBA. At the start of the year, that's why the Blazers lost to them. Because everyone said, hey, we're going in there. It's going to be a 2-0 road trip.
And it was 30-16 after the first quarter.
Absolutely. And when you're playing a team and they're ready for you, and you're not ready for them in the NBA. Now, that said, Blazers will be ready for Phoenix now. They're 5-2. They're playing good basketball. The Blazers respect them. Look for a different outcome.
I want to see Robin Lopez tomorrow night because Miles Plumlee started that ball game and was terrific. He got Phoenix off to the great start. He ends up with 18 points, 15 rebounds in that first meeting. And this is a different Robin Lopez than we saw on opening night as well. As you talk about a guy that's gotten suddenly comfortable, not only rebounding and affecting and blocking shots, but scoring and finding ways to score in the pick and roll.
That finding him, all of a sudden they started going to him because Drummond was checking him. And Drummond wasn't coming out on the pick and roll. So whether it's Nick ended up with 8 assists, and 6 of them were working because he was working with Robin Lopez. And I'll tell you, Nick was so comfortable in getting the ball inside to Lopez, whether Lopez was posting up or whether he was working a pick and roll or pick and pop, whatever. Nick is comfortable. And when you get Wes, Nick, and Lillard, and Mo Williams, now the defense, they don't know how to gear up. Usually it's the point guard and the big guy that you have to defend in the pick and roll. With the Blazers, they're the two guards doing it, the small forwards doing it. So, and you're not just doing it with LaMarcus Aldridge, which was the case last year. You have Robin Lopez. Robin Lopez is a candidate to be a double-double every night simply because the Blazers are throwing some pick and rolls his way, and it's you know, making everybody on the Blazer team much better. Three-point shots are open. And you know Detroit knew the Blazers were going to shoot a lot of three-pointers. But when they put Lopez and Nick in that pick-and-roll situation, they didn't know how to handle it.
And defensively for Lopez, you know, no block shots last night. But as we talked about a lot during the Sacramento game, the fact that he's in there affecting shots. Don't look at the block shot total all the time, because we saw in the Sacramento game he affected so many shots. Just the presence that he takes up in the key, having that rim protector. It may not result in numbers right away, but it does have an effect on the other offense.
You know, and a lot of people said, well, what kind of defense gives up 60 points in the paint? If you play Denver from last year, you play this Detroit team this year, there's a reason they lead the NBA in points in the paint. That's what they do. Now, can they win a game getting 60 points? No. The Blazers took away their outside shooting. They ended up shooting what from the three-point line?
They were 11, 3 for 14, right.
So because the Blazers knew unless they get some outside shooting, they can't beat us with 60 points in the paint. So it's part of a game plan that, you know, let's take away. Now, you'd like to take away maybe 10 of those 60 points. Give them 50. That's what they average, 50. But it's the same way with Denver. Blazers always played Denver well because they took away certain parts of their offense and they said, okay, Blazers, did you see them double team at all inside?
No,
they didn't double team at all. They said, okay, that's what you do, and I don't think you can beat us at our gym. Now, it'll be different in Detroit. You can't give them 60 points in the paint because their outside shooting will be better than 3 for 14. So, you know, there are certain things when you go on the road that you have to look at. Each game is different in the NBA. Each team has different strengths. Detroit's strength, you knew they were going to get points in the paint. They do it every night. That's what they do well. But can they win every night? Just getting points in the paint? No, they need some outside shooting.
All right, we'll talk about that when we come back with head coach Terry Stotts. Bottom of the hour, Tim Kempton, who is the analyst on the Phoenix Suns radio broadcast. We'll talk about the Suns, how they are 5-2, and how they're leading the Pacific Division, surprising everybody so far. Can it continue? Of course, Portland didn't see Markieff Morris, who's the Western Conference Player of the Week. He'll be back tomorrow night when the Blazers take on Phoenix. And that is right ahead of a four-game Eastern trip, which starts at Boston. And a lot of the teams on that trip playing pretty well. Boston, of course, got a win in Miami, which was very impressive the other day.
Four in a row.
Yes. We'll come back with the head coach after this.
Sometimes you don't know how you'll ever overcome the odds, how you'll continue to fight. When you get hit, you got to get back up. That's how we do it in Rip City.
Stoudemire to Grant. Bryant against Williamson. Comes baseline, high arcing. 12-footer in again. Bryant, Grant cannot be stopped. He's got 19.
We don't ever give up.
Next up, Trailblazers versus the Suns, Wednesday, November 13th. For tickets, call 503-797-9600 or visit trailblazers.com.
Ever notice people with Fios kind of glow?
That's because Fios Internet TV and phone from Frontier is just $99.99 a month. Get dedicated fiber optics, top-rated broadband technology, one whole home HD DVR free for 6 months, and a free Wi-Fi router. Call 1-888-FRONTIER today. Limited time offer with qualifying new services. Service subject to availability. Additional set-top boxes, activation and installation fees, taxes and surcharges may apply. Other restrictions apply. Call for details. Fios Marks owned by Verizon Trademark Services, LLC and used under license.
Hi, I'm Tani Beeler from Windermere Real Estate. Our industry is experiencing exciting changes. Technology alone is really changing how we do business. But in the ever-evolving world of real estate, the one thing that hasn't changed is the importance of connections. When you hire a Windermere broker, you hire our entire network of professionals. Whether you are buying or selling, your broker will explore every resource and relationship so you can be confident that every opportunity is considered and every detail covered.
Connect with a local Windermere broker now at Windermere.com.
Big band, hot. Big show, exciting. Big hits. Michael Bublé.
It's a beautiful day.
This Saturday, Moda Center at the Rose Quarter.
Cause you make me feel so young. Let me go home.
Dynamic, powerful, compelling.
I just haven't met you yet.
Michael Bublé.
Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly.
sizzle of the all-new spectacular live show.
Baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody.
Tickets are on sale now at rosequarter.com.
You make me sing your every line.
Michael Bublé.
Your every
electrifying.
This Saturday, Moda Center at the Rose Quarter, a Beaver production.
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
And welcome back, Trailblazers Courtside, here on this Tuesday. Trailblazers getting set tomorrow night to take on the Phoenix Suns for the second time here early in the season. Coming off the nice victory last night over Detroit, 109-103, the Blazers get the win. Damian Lillard, following his 1-for-15 game in Sacramento, comes back and has 25 points and 5 rebounds, 4 assists as well. And joining us now to talk about that and other things is the head coach, Terry Stotts. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
We're doing good. We appreciate the time, as always, on what is an off night here, which is going to be followed by the game against Phoenix and then the four-game road trip. But just talk about last night's ball game. Mike was making the point before the break, you know, people, it seems like, and I know you're concerned about this, but you can get too caught up in the points and the paint stat, particularly when you're talking about the teams that you've played so far. You guys did a great job of limiting Detroit from the outside. They go 30 of 55 in the paint. I think that's a pretty manageable percentage when you talk about only hitting, not even hitting, or barely 50% of your shots in the paint. Are you still real concerned about points in the paint, or is it very explainable following playing a team like Detroit?
Well, you know, as I said after the game last night, what I want to do is not let teams do what they do well as well as they normally do. And, you know, I saw your graphic up there, and, you know, we gave up points in the paint to San Antonio and Houston and Detroit. And all those teams are teams that score in the paint.
Yeah.
And, you know, we won two out of those three, but they still got the points in the paint. And it's very difficult, I think, in this league to completely take away a team's strengths. But what we need to do is be better at limiting their strengths. And, you know, Detroit, with their lineup and the way they play, they're going to score in the paint, and 60 is too much. You know, as Coach mentioned earlier, I think if we had kept them to 50, that's a manageable number because of how well they score. Keeping them two or below their average would be, you know, ideally what we're looking for.
The three-point shot, it seemed to be there. When you adjusted and had different people running the pick and roll, like Nick with Robin Lopez, it just seemed to confuse Detroit that a small forward was working pick and roll with not LaMarcus Aldridge, but Robin Lopez. Will that be a weapon for you as the season goes along?
Well, incorporating Nick in pick and rolls is certainly going to be part of our game plan most nights. I think one of the things was Josh Smith was guarding Nick, and Josh is, I don't think he's used to guarding a lot of pick and rolls.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to take advantage of that, and we wanted to, you know, move players around. So in some of those pick and rolls, our four-man, LaMarcus, most of the time, wasn't always in the same place, so they weren't sure where the help was coming from. So it's certainly, it's good to have a small forward like Nick who is versatile and can be a playmaker from that position.
One thing we talk about, Coach, you were mentioning the other night, you know, certain stats I know are important to some people, and I think one that is probably more important to you than maybe some people talk about is the assists per turnover, and you guys are still ranked right near the very top of the NBA in that category. I know that is a category that is important. I mean, 17 turnovers last night, but again, the 23 assists. As long as you're almost 2-for-1 in that category, I would think you're pretty happy.
Well, it is a combination, and, you know, if we can get over 20 assists every night, it's hard to lose a game when you get over 25 assists. That means that the ball is going in the basketball, first of all. The ball is going in the basket, first of all. But, you know, we are not necessarily and by design to create a lot of turnovers, so we need to keep our turnovers down, and we've done that. It was a little scary there in the preseason when we were throwing it all over the place, but you know, we need to take care of the ball, and when the ball is moving at the offensive end, shots tend to go in. So I think that the combination of two are very important for us.
the rotation. I had a guy that just tweeted a minute ago. Slim Jim was his name, and he wants to know, are you completely set with your rotation now? It's early in the year, but it seems that you have something going. Are you completely set with how you're going to rotate?
Well, I think you have to, when the subject of rotation comes up, I take it in two ways. One is the people in your rotation. You know, right now I've been playing nine guys, and, you know, I'm very pleased with the nine players that we have who are going in and out. Now, as far as how they rotate into the game, I think that kind of goes on a game-by-game basis. I have an idea of what I would like to do as far as getting the players in the game and when I get them in the game. But, you know, I think we've settled into something. And Coach, you know, it's when things are going well, you don't want to mess with it too much and overthink it. But if things start going the other way, then you have to readjust.
You know, amazing when you think about, you know, you and I have talked about this before games, but as far as the passing the baton, it seems like players do it quarter by quarter. And when you look back at the Sacramento game, okay, you come off two victories. You're starting backcourt in one of the games. Lillard gets one field goal. You win that game on the road. You come home and beat a pretty good Detroit team, and your other starting guard, Wesley Matthews, one field goal. So it seems like they're taking turns. And, of course, you got a big performance from Mo Williams off the bench. But it shows good balance, doesn't it, that not everybody has to be hot on every night. And we had said about your team last year, probably couldn't win ugly very often. But now it seems like if a player has an off-nighter, or if, like Wesley, does other things and doesn't shoot, and Mo Williams is on, you can go to that. So it just gives you so many more options.
Well, options are one thing, and just the opportunity. And, you know, so much, you know, Wes only got three shots last night, and that's kind of the way the game went. It wasn't necessarily by design. But, you know, Mo stepped up, and he made his shots like, you know, we knew he would. That's what he's done his whole career. I think what I'd like to get to is certainly Damian and LaMarcus are going to be the foundation of our scoring, but we have so many other players who are able to score given the opportunity. And the opportunity means the ball's moving, and that night the ball swings to somebody in the corner, or the ball gets dumped down to somebody in the paint, and they're able to finish. So I think we have a lot of players, given the opportunity, will be able to make full advantage of those opportunities. And from a coaching standpoint, you know, I don't know. It's not necessarily that I can slot in this many points for this guy every night,
right,
but I do think that we'll be able to score most nights.
The mindset going into the opener against Phoenix, is it a little different now that you look at the 5-2 Phoenix Suns than it was that night?
Most likely, yeah. You know, you hate to fall into that trap, but, you know, the talk in the preseason about them playing for the lottery and,
yeah,
you know, rebuilding and things like that, I think is easy to creep into the psyche. But they have shown at the start of the season they're 5-2, and I've really been impressed the fact that they've, with a young team and a first-year coach, they've been able to very early establish an identity of how they want to play and what they need to do to win. And so it's not a fluke that of what they're doing. They've really shown that they're very talented players. They have a style of play that they believe in, and that's been very effective.
And it looked like maybe in that first game, you know, from the opening tip, they come out perhaps your team, you know, on its heels a touch. It's 30-16 after the first, and it seemed like the rest of the way, and a lot of games are like that. Whoever strikes first, all of a sudden the other team's playing uphill, and Phoenix was given this confidence. It almost kick-started their start to this season. We talk about winning five of the first seven, but fast break points. You guys have gotten better defensively in points in transition. Has that been, has maybe that game gave you a good place to start in the teaching of getting back on defense and really defending? Because last night I saw a couple of times, even after makes, as the ball was in the air, you were shouting to guys, get back, get back. And now Phoenix, the team that maybe illustrated that weakness, comes in tomorrow night with you guys having paid more attention to that transition defense.
Well, it was definitely eye-opening for us. And I believe we gave up 31 fast break points in that game. And
yes,
and they came out of the gates just running it up, and we were slow reacting, and it was in a way it was good for us, because it it really sobered us into realizing how important it is to get back on the shot. To when the shot goes up, don't wait to see what happens. We got to get back, and we've done a better job with it. And but that doesn't mean it's going to be easy tomorrow night. I mean, they're going to continue. You know, you talk about Detroit and their points in the paint. Phoenix is going to run, and that's what they do. The stat I heard today is that they lead the league in fast break points, but it's by 5 more points than the second place team, which was Detroit. Hmm. So they're going to do what they do. They are going to run, and we just have to limit the opportunities and limit their success in those areas.
At the start of the year, Joe Freeland, he beat out Myers Leonard for the backup center spot. How surprised are you that he has played the way he has so far? You know, he was playing well in preseason and everything, but is he taking just another level of his play?
Well, I don't know if surprised is the right word. I'm certainly pleased with the way he's been playing, but I know how hard that Joel worked in June. He was here with the coaches and worked very hard in June. I thought he had a very good summer league in the areas that we needed him to be good at, in rebounding and defense and not necessarily scoring. And so I think the progress that he's made and how he's made that progress isn't really surprising to me. He really committed himself to this summer to becoming a better NBA player and finding out what he needed to do better to be that NBA player. So I'm really pleased, not only for him, but certainly for us, that he made that jump and made that adjustment. But I think surprised would probably not be the word, but certainly pleased.
Coach, we appreciate the time, as always, on an off night like this. I really mean that. And good luck tomorrow night when Phoenix comes to town and your team seeks a little revenge.
Well, I appreciate it. And you know what? I don't know what color that shirt is that you're wearing. I can't tell if that's Oregon neon.
No.
Or,
Rice is a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan, so showing a little Pittsburgh Steelers for him. But I appreciate you commenting on the attire.
All right. Well, it stood out, and, it's a nice look.
I appreciate that, Coach. We always share, wardrobe tips, and so thanks for the comments on the wardrobe tonight. You hadn't said it, but Coach does. So, Coach, thanks. We'll see you tomorrow night. Head coach Terry Stotts, and we will have Tim Kempton on a little bit later. We'll get the Phoenix side of things, and we talked about what they're doing better, what Portland is going to be more prepared for tomorrow night, and Tim will tell us how they're feeling in Phoenix, because honestly, it wasn't a full house on opening night in Phoenix, because they were hearing the same things that Coach Stotts just talked about. Okay, playing for the lottery, as far as the Tank Bowl goes, they'd be a contender, but here they are 5-2 leading the Pacific. We'll see if it lasts. But we'll take a break. We'll come back, have a segment before Kempton joins us. We'll break down last segment and talk about what's to come. Blazers and Suns tomorrow night.
Now to Matthews, a three-pointer near side. Bang!
Attention all high school seniors. This is Wesley Matthews of the Trailblazers, and I always strive to be driven to greatness. And I believe providing others the opportunity to go to college is an important step to help others achieve greatness. That's why we've teamed up with Wells Fargo to offer you the opportunity to apply for a $5,000 college scholarship through our Make It Better College Scholarship Program. Visit any Oregon or Southwest Washington Wells Fargo store for an application.
For details, visit trailblazers.com/scholarship.
This season, Comcast SportsNet's got more Trailblazers than ever before. We have more L-Train, Nick, Damon West, more Haynes and Janes, more Rip City, Rose City, Talkin' Ball and Basketball, more High Fives, Chest Bumps, Play Calls and No Lookers, more Wild One, Free Throw Guide, Blazer Bruce and Dancing Lady, more Blaze, Blazer Dancers, Home Court and Rip City Live, more Game Winners, Finger Rollers, Shot Blockers and Alley-Oopers. This season, Comcast SportsNet's got more Trailblazers than ever before. Now available on Charter.
Why use layaway when you can take it home today with Aaron's 120 days same as cash? At Aaron's, when you start a new lease ownership agreement, unlike layaway, you can have it in your home that day and take up to 120 days to pay the everyday low price plus tax and Aaron's Service Plus on any scheduled payments. You deserve the very best, and Aaron's makes it friendly, fast, and easy to get the good stuff, the top brands, with a great selection of furniture, electronics, appliances, and computers. You don't need credit. You don't need layaway. All you need is Aaron's to take it home today.
The long-awaited return of Nine Inch Nails. November 18th, the Moda Center at the Rose Quarter. The wait is over. Nine Inch Nails, Tension 2013. In concert, special guest, Explosions in the Sky. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com and RoseQuarter.com. November 18th, the Moda Center at the Rose Quarter. The new album, Hesitation Marks, available now. Nine Inch Nails are back.
Doesn't it make you feel better?
Produced by Live Nation.
Now, back to Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
And welcome back. I want to thank Coach Stotts for joining us in the last segment. I said that a couple of times to him, and you and I talked in the break. I do mean that. NBA season, it's a grind, and it's crazy when you're playing, a game, then a night off, and a game, and then a trip, and it's not easy to come on and do those kind of things, and I really appreciate it. Feel bad asking Coach sometimes because I know he'll always do it, but a terrific guy, and we thank him for coming on. All right, you asked Coach about Joel Freeland and asked if he was pleasantly surprised, and like he said, I don't know if surprised is the right word. Are you? Because, you know, we watched Joel last year, and I talked a lot to Joel just throughout the season, and be it on the plane, and he had a great attitude. Of course, everybody wants to get their opportunity and help. I think he felt like, A, he had to relearn the game. He came from Europe, and he said he had no idea what the learning curve would be like in the NBA. And he was considered the best big man in Europe at the highest level over there. And so he comes over here, had to be retaught the speed of the game, the defensive rotations, just about everything. And he stays over here this summer, doesn't go back and play with the English team at all, stayed in the country, as Coach said, worked with the coaches here, and he's seen it pay off. Are you surprised, though, with not only his comfort on the floor, but the impact he is having at both ends?
Yeah, you know, last year he was a foul waiting to happen just because it was so quick around him and he's reaching in. And what some of the things he worked on were, with the coaching staff, and Coach Stotts' coaching staff is excellent at finding, what they need to do with certain players to make them better players. And the vertical drills that they had of him just keeping his hands up in the air, keep them up in the air, keep them up in the air. We don't want to be a team that fouls a lot. And if you look at the San Antonio Spurs, they're always up here. Duncan's up here. They'll put pressure on you, but, they just take away the easy shot. And that's what Freeland worked on. And you can see it happening when he plays. He goes straight up, and you can see Terry Stotts saying to the ref, he's straight up.
Right. And we've talked about that during broadcast. If you can show the official you are straight up, you make life easy on them. And that's why Joel doesn't pick up those fouls. You can elevate with the guy, but if you are straight up, we thought we'd get a shot blocker, knew we would in Robin Lopez. I'm not sure people knew we'd get as good a shot blocker or shot effector as Joel Freeland.
Well, he's playing about 20 minutes a game. That's unbelievable from last year when you had to run J.J. Hickson back in and his plus-minus was minus because, we just weren't getting what we needed to get in stopping teams. You had to compensate by sagging back more. You were giving up both the inside shots and the outside shots. Now with Robin Lopez in there and Freeland, the Blazers, that's why they're second best in the NBA at defending the three-point shot. Because they're able to close out on shooters. They don't have to
worry. Trust that they have their back behind them.
Yeah.
The importance of a rim protector. Just ask Milwaukee, because now Larry Sanders is out. They're getting drilled now, albeit by Miami, but they are getting hammered. And watch New York now. With no Tyson Chandler, you're about to learn how important he is to that team. And quite frankly, that's how important Robin Lopez is right now to Portland, and really the guy we just talked about, Joel Freeland, as well. We'll talk more about the Phoenix Suns when we come back. We'll be joined by Tim Kempton. He's their radio analyst. And you talk about Miles Plumlee. He had a field day against Portland in that first game of the season. He came out. He, as much as any other Phoenix Sun, was responsible for that quick start. Plumlee was incredible in that opening quarter. We'll talk to Kempton next about Jeff Hornacek and what he has instilled down there as far as an identity goes, as Coach talked about a moment ago, when we come back.
Hey, Rip City, who's hungry for a delicious deal? It's the Domino's Blazing Hot Deal. Get four Trailblazer tickets and four Blazer hats, plus a large one-topping pizza and a 2 liter of any Coca-Cola product from your participating Domino's. The next Domino's Blazing Hot Deal night is Wednesday, November the 13th, against the Phoenix Suns for as low as $60. For tickets, call 503-797-9600 or visit trailblazers.com/dominoes.
Ever notice people with Fios kind of glow?
That's because Fios Internet TV and phone from Frontier is just $99.99 a month. Get dedicated fiber optics, top-rated broadband technology, one whole home HD DVR free for 6 months, and a free Wi-Fi router. Call 1-888-FRONTIER today. Limited time offer with qualifying new services. Service subject to availability. Additional set-top boxes, activation and installation fees, taxes and surcharges may apply. Other restrictions apply. Call for details. Fios marks owned by Verizon Trademark Services, LLC, and used under license.
Leupold & Stevens is a proud partner of the Portland Trailblazers. With over 750 employees in Beaverton, Oregon, and in business for over a century, Leupold offers a full range of sport optics products. This season, Leupold and the Trailblazers are teaming up to recognize our hometown heroes for their outstanding contributions to the community. To learn more about Leupold's products or to nominate a hometown hero, visit www.leupold.com. Leupold, America's optics authority.
The triumphant return of Trans-Siberian Orchestra's The Lost Christmas Eve, presented by Hallmark Channel. A rock holiday tradition for a new generation. Don't miss the encore and final performance of The Lost Christmas Eve. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert. Two shows, November 24, 3 and 7:30 p.m. at the Moda Center at the Rose Quarter. The power of rock. With the majesty of classic, a multi-sensory experience that is truly a must-see. Buy your reserved seat tickets now at LiveNation.com, RoseQuarter.com, tickets, West locations, and by phone. The new rock tradition for the whole family this holiday season. Trans-Siberian Orchestra's The Lost Christmas Eve, latest album available at Amazon.com.
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to the Moda Center Studios. Mike Barrett, Mike Rice with Trailblazers Courtside. Portland and Phoenix tomorrow night. Portland coming off the win over Detroit. And joining us now is the radio analyst for the Phoenix Suns. Tim Kempton works with the great Al McCoy, and Tim, a good friend of ours. And Timmy, you know, we go back to opening night in Phoenix when the Trailblazers were there. And, you know, I could sense the fans were, the ones who were there were kind of excited, but they're going, well, we've been hearing about, you know, how Phoenix is rebuilding and perhaps is going to play for this great draft next summer. All of a sudden, 5-2 and leading the Pacific Division, and certainly has a great identity in an early part of the season under Jeff Hornacek. Does he get most of the credit for this hot start?
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything. Obviously, Jeff has done a great job putting guys in place to be successful. It even goes further back with Ryan and Lon Babby, you know, with some of the trades, bringing in new guys. Obviously, Eric Bledsoe, finding Miles Plumlee, who played all of 55 minutes last year. Then they trade Marchand Gortat, and he goes to starting. So it's a little bit of everything. And then the players really playing hard. One of the things that you hear around Phoenix when you're out at the stores or at restaurants is, wow, these guys are fun. They're playing together. They play hard. And you guys know, at any level, you know, even the Suns, they may not have a championship-level talent,
But if you go out and play hard in this league with a group of guys, you're going to be successful, and that's what we're seeing early on for the Suns right now.
You know, Phoenix has always had kind of superstar mentality. They love their Barkleys and Amari Stoudemires and Steve Nash. Yeah. Will they adopt this team if this team keeps playing hard and keeps winning games? Will they come out and support them in Phoenix?
Mike, I think they will, because they've seen the other side lately, you know, and it wasn't so much fun, you know. It's definitely nice to have a superstar, but it's even more fun to have a team that's going to play hard every night and execute and play together. They saw the dark side, and that wasn't so much fun. So they'll do without a superstar if this team keeps on playing as hard as they are and making the game fun and enjoyable to come back to the arena.
Now, Hornacek, you know, you make him your head coach. He's never been a head coach. Did you see him being a defensive-type coach? I'm looking at the stats of the NBA, and I'm seeing even your second unit is scoring because you're using a lot of guys that probably maybe should start in the game, but they're coming on off the bench. They're happy, and they're playing defense. So did you see him as a defensive guru?
Well, obviously not really. Jeff, I think, has done a great job with his staff. And the guy that probably gets most of the credit is Mike Longobardi.
Yeah.
And he set the defense for the Boston Celtics the past couple of years. Didn't go with Doc Rivers to the L.A. Clippers. Jeff grabbed him, and, you know, he's given him quite a bit of responsibility. And, again, you know, keeping it simple, and probably the biggest benefit we've gotten is Markieff Morris getting suspended the first game of the season, and all of a sudden he's coming off the bench and putting up huge numbers and really enjoying it and taking that sixth man role really to heart and playing well.
Well, Portland played a team last night, you know, with Billups and Jennings. Either could be a point guard, and Phoenix kind of like that. You know, when you talk about Dragic and Bledsoe, they really gave Portland headaches on that opening night. So how important you mentioned Bledsoe, but Goran Dragic, in accepting the fact that here comes Bledsoe, and probably could have maybe gotten a little bit insecure about his role there, but he's been terrific as well in the victories. In fact, the only two losses coming to Oklahoma City and to San Antonio.
Yeah, Goran, obviously, you know, the guy everybody thought coming back was going to be the point guard before the Eric Bledsoe deal. And then when he did come, you're exactly right. Egos are very, very fragile in all of professional sports, in giving up something that you think you've earned or something that's been given to you. So Goran has done a great job, and Eric Bledsoe has done a phenomenal job, probably more with the ball in his hands. But we've seen Goran be able to spread the floor and shoot it as well. When they're at best is when they're on the floor together and pushing the ball, and it just happens to be whoever's in the backcourt gets it and the other guy is taken off up the floor. And right now they're doing a good job of reading that, where they are on the floor position as to who comes back and gets the ball and which guy is going to take off in that situation.
Could you give us some locker room fodder and make some kind of statement how you're going to kick our butts tomorrow like you did at the first game? Because I think we need a little inspiration. Could you help us out there, Tim?
Well, I think they've got quite a bit of inspiration. All of a sudden, you guys got guys knocking down shots, and our old buddy Robin Lopez having one of his better games the other night. I think you guys are doing just fine. I expect this game to be a lot more fun and a lot more challenging for both teams tomorrow night.
Well, it was certainly the first quarter that was the key in that opening night, Tim, when Phoenix came out just on fire and led by Plumlee and led 30-16 after the first. So we look forward to it, and it'll be good to see you tomorrow night. We appreciate your time, Tim.
Anytime. Great talking to you guys. See you soon.
All right, Tim Kempton, the radio analyst of the Phoenix Suns, works with Al McCoy, and Tim's a great guy, and appreciate him coming on the program. Blazers and Suns tomorrow night. And by the way, Coming up at the Moda Center, I almost slipped and said the other one. Coming up at the, did you hear that?
Yeah,
coming
I did.
Up at the, I've only done it once so far on the air, but I'm sure I'm going to do it again. At the Moda Center is Michael Bublé coming to the Moda Center for one night only, November 16th. That's a good date night.
A lot of people think I sound like him.
A lot of people think that Joel Freeland looks like.
Oh, Michael. Look at that.
I know. I tweeted that last year, and Batum loved it, and he retweeted it after I tweeted out the picture. I'm telling you what, they're brothers.
They have really, except our guy has the blue eyes, the baby blue eyes.
Yeah, I'd put Freeland right up there with Blue. We'll see if he can sing. We don't know if he can. But great seats still available at rosequarter.com for that concert. We'll take a break and come back and for our final segment of Trailblazers Courtside, but we're not done yet. I'm going to get the keys to the game a little bit early.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'll get them tomorrow because you change them depending on when I ask, even minute to minute sometimes.
Sometimes.
But we'll learn what those keys will be for the Trailblazers against the 5-2 Phoenix Suns tomorrow night when we come back.
You're listening to Trailblazers Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Being a part of Rip City is earned.
Walton, way out to the right, drives, stops, shoots, the jumper, Bill Walton, holy backboard!
No one just hands you the title of most passionate fan base in professional sports. It's earned through dedication and loyalty, believing no matter how far behind, a comeback is inevitable.
Trailblazers versus the Suns, Wednesday, November 13th. For tickets, call 503-797-9600 or visit trailblazers.com.
Hi, I'm Roger Gantz from Windermere Real Estate. When buying or selling a home, the more you know about the market, the better your decisions will be. That's why Windermere has invested in exclusive resources, including statistical analyses, economic forecasts, and more, so our brokers can provide clients with the data that they need. And our website is designed to help buyers search smarter. It's the first to offer INREX drive time technology, which helps determine drive times from work to your new home.
Be in the know when considering a move. Call your Windermere broker or visit Windermere.com.
Trailblazers fans, this season, Comcast SportsNet's got more Blazers programming than ever before. 60 live regular season games, live pregame insight and interviews an hour before every game on Rip City Live, live postgame analysis, highlights, and debate after every game on Talkin' Ball, and at CSNNW.com, Chris Haynes, the most reliable Blazers insider in town, web streams and videos. Comcast SportsNet is home of the Trailblazers, now available on Charter.
Big band.
Hot.
Big show.
Exciting.
Big hits. Michael Bublé.
It's a beautiful day.
This Saturday, Moda Center at the Rose Quarter.
Cause you make me feel so young. Let me go home.
Dynamic. Powerful. Compelling.
I just haven't met you yet.
Michael Bublé.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Feel the sizzle of the all-new spectacular live show.
Baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody.
Tickets are on sale now at rosequarter.com.
You make me sing your every line.
Michael Bublé.
Your every
line.
This Saturday, Moda Center at the Rose Quarter, a Beaver production.
Now, back to Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
All right, the director of this fine program is Phil Beard, Nick Elliott, our producer, video Greg St. Martin. John McConnell, by the way, nice job on pulling that Michael Bublé shot up as quickly as you did. I threw down a challenge, and in about 5 minutes, there it was. Corey Griffin in audio, Curry and Zippy in here on cameras, Bruce Williams, the engineer, online coordinator Justin Moulter. And back in Studio C is El Capitan. Cap, what's up? Give us something new that's going back there tonight. Anytime.
I could tell you something, but I'd be lying.
Okay. Okay, I just wanted to see if you're doing it. You're doing okay, though.
Fabulous.
Okay.
If I was doing any better, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rich. That's that.
Where's my pies, too?
Yeah, we bought pies from your son, and he hasn't brought them in.
They arrive next Monday when you guys are in Brooklyn.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Well, just
put them. We'll save them for
put
you.
Put them in the freezer, please. Yeah.
Don't put them near Curry. I want to be able to eat my pies.
Speaking of that, thanks, Rich. Get back to work. What are your thoughts on the road trip as far as now Boston? you said they've won four straight. They won at Miami. That's another team that everybody said is going to tank, like Phoenix, but all of a sudden they're surprising people. So Boston, then Toronto for that early game, that 10 a.m. Pacific time game, which is always tough on Sunday. And then Brooklyn and then Milwaukee. So looking ahead and not looking past tomorrow night, that's a nice-looking mug, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
What do you think for the road trip? You can see it on the screen now.
Yeah, if you look Boston – like 2 weeks ago, you thought, boy, they're a team in disarray. They don't know how they want to play, what they want to do. They've won four in a row, and they're playing great defense. They're passing to each other. It was a miracle, the win over the Heat, the way it ended.
Jeff Green shot that big three.
You know, but the thing was, Wade, they wanted to hit the rim on his foul shot, so, you know, so he misses the first, not on purpose. And then the second they're going to miss because there's only four-tenths of a second left. He throws, and it hits the backboard, bounces out. They get the ball out of bounds. They run almost the same play that the Blazers ran to, you know, get people open, Nick open. And Green hits the shot. They win the game. And that will spur you on. When you beat the Heat in Miami – And so they're going to be a tough play. Brooklyn really is having problems with their team speed. They're just not quick enough. They've got talent, but, you know, they're just not quick, and they can't defend anybody. So, you know, there's a chance in Milwaukee without their shot blocker.
Larry Sanders.
Yeah. Toronto will be tough because you said them, and Toronto is playing well. You know, there and Boston, who knows? You know, you've got to come out and make shots against Boston. You can win that game or you could lose. The way Boston's playing, when you win four in a row, you know, then the Boston fans get back into the game. So I would think a 2-2 road trip would be, you know, because already the Blazers have won two road games. If they won two more, that would be four.
Only won 11 all last year.
Yeah, so right there, and it looks like they're going to be a very difficult team to beat at the Moda Center because they've
got... very good. I got to give it to you. I really thought, and when I slipped in the first game, I think it was the home opener, like in the third quarter, and I tried to be really quick about it, but people on Twitter and stuff, they nailed me. Anyway, and I deserved it. But everybody said, boy, I really thought it would be Rice who tripped first, but it was the other guy. But you've been very good.
Yes.
I don't want to jinx it. I mean, knock on, I don't know.
Well, but there'll be a time that, and I don't get emotional at games very often.
Oh, no, of course not.
Yeah. Or be a homer very often.
No.
You know, but, you know, right now it looks like they've got the gleam in their eye on their home court. So, all you got to do is win, as they always say, 50% of your road games. So if they go 2-2 on this road trip, I think it's a good one.
And that's, you know, when I was talking to Terry Porter a few years ago, and we were talking about the Trailblazers then, and Terry was saying, and this was back, I think, in the Roy Aldridge, the early part of that, he said, you know, it takes so long to learn to play together. And he said, you know, we didn't get comfortable on the Blazer team that everybody talks about, the early 90s team. It took us a few years. Now, Buck obviously was a late ad and meshed perfectly. But as far as the main scoring rotation, the guys who had the ball most of the time, it took them, he said, it takes several years of play. I mean, look at San Antonio, and you talk about the time it has taken and the fact that they've been together so long. So are you surprised that, I mean, now Damian and Wesley obviously played together last year, but when you bring in, you know, Freeland didn't play much last year, now he is. Mo Williams, Darrell Wright, Robin Lopez, Thomas Robinson, new guys to the mix that they seem to be, not only the chemistry appears to be strong, but the ball movement, the defense, the communication, the leadership already there.
There's two guys that I was worried about. Mo Williams, because he's going to come in and they're going to shift maybe Lillard to the off-guard spot.
Well, Mo's been an all-star as a point guard.
Yeah, but working with these guys, what Mo has always been an all-star because he can score from the point guard spot. Now he already feels comfortable about when to score, when to take his shot. He doesn't need to score, and I think that's helping Mo Williams. And the other guy was Thomas Robinson. Thomas Robinson has to understand he can't put his head down when he misses a shot or, has a turnover with his spin dribble. And
or when the other team misses a shot like he did a couple of times last night.
That's what's happening. He goes back to the defensive end where they want him to spark, and he's letting maybe the offense bother him a little too much. He got outworked last night by Greg Monroe and the big guys from the – he can't let that happen. He's got to be a demon on that defensive end, and he got outworked two straight times down when the game was, you know, there's the game. If Detroit outworks us, then we're in trouble. And so he only played 5 minutes of the game, never got back in the game because he was being outworked. He has to be shown you can't help us if you're not on the defensive end getting rebounds and, you know, forget the offensive end. Don't feel bad. Don't have your head down. Get back on defense and be part of the wall that's formed against a guy like Dragic or Bledsoe coming down on that fast break. We need your help back there. So, you know, and he didn't do that in last night's game. And that's Terry Stotts is strong in that department. He pulled him and has to show him, hey, you didn't help us. You're not going to get back in the game.
And so it doesn't mean he's gone. It just means it's a teachable moment. And we'll see if the message is received. And because Thomas has shown glimpses of being terrific this season as far as his activity and his motor. And even has shown some offense. You know, the foul line jumper, if he can hit that. And just, but as you said, simplify the job that he has to do. And that is just bring energy at both ends.
Energy. And if you're out energized, then somebody else had Darrell Wright. Let's go smaller then, and with his and his 3-point shots coming. When you have Mo Williams shooting that three and Darrell shooting the three, you already know that Nick is one of the leaders in the NBA in that department. Lillard, I think, leads the NBA in 3-point made right now. He's ahead of Curry. He's ahead of everybody else that beat him out last year. He's number one in 3-pointers made. I think he has
25 now.
25.
20 going into last night. 5 more. 5 of 8 last night. So 25. And he's shooting about 44% from behind the 3-point line. Wesley Matthews, I mean, I think it's a good sign, and we asked Coach about this, that Lillard goes 1 of 15, you win in Sacramento, you come home, and Wesley Matthews has been on a roll like he's never seen in his career. 18 points or more, 5 straight games. He goes into a game last night. Wasn't like that he wasn't part of the offense. It just, Mo steps in, Wesley steps back, does some other things, takes only 3 shots in the entire game, makes one of them. He's okay with that because they get a victory.
That's right. And that's what they call chemistry. When the chemistry is good, all you do is look forward to the next game. And Blazers have a 3-game winning streak going. This would be a great momentum builder, winning this Phoenix game going into a 4-game Eastern trip.
You know, you mentioned the East. Are you surprised in our last couple of minutes here when you look at the Eastern Conference and you know, everybody said, okay, there's teams that are scary over there, certainly can be scary. Philadelphia was a surprise early. They'll probably drop back a little bit. Toronto has played well, but they're just 3-5. New York's 2-4 and now loses Chandler. Indiana's clearly the class right now at 8-0. But there's only, what, 3 teams with winning records right now in the Eastern Conference?
Yes.
Atlanta, Miami, and Indiana. That's it. Everybody else 500 or below.
And I'm not saying anything this week, but next week I'll mention that I did pick Indiana to win the East.
You and a lot of other people. Don't act like you picked
No, they
like,
were picking Miami Heat. They were picking the Knicks.
And nobody picked the Knicks.
Well,
nobody on our panel picked
the Knicks. I think
Tone. No, he didn't. I got your back, Tone. You didn't pick the Knicks. Do you think Indiana can maintain this pace?
Oh, absolutely. They've got to decide what to do with Granger when he gets back. You know, will he be a sixth man? If not, trade bait. But, you know, they've got the pieces right now, and they play defense. That's the main thing.
And how nice is it to have, if you're going to have trade bait, to have a guy like Granger, if you want to go out and do that? Not that they need to add anybody else, but, if you know, there's going to be teams wanting his ability certainly at some point. But Lance Stephenson, here's a guy who came in and just kind of, it took him a few years, came out after his freshman year. And that's why you look at guys who come out after 1 year, the one and dones. When it should be their rookie season, when they get to that point, like it is for Stephenson now, this is when you've seen him catch fire, and he's probably the best player on that Indiana team right now.
When it's not broke, don't change it. And that Stevenson starting is a good thing for them.
Crazy good they are right now. Trailblazers will try and maybe get into that category and that conversation as well when they take on the Phoenix Suns at the Moda Center tomorrow night. We'll have it here on Comcast Sportsnet, of course, and it'll be on the Blazers radio network as well. And then after that, Thursday morning, we head out on a four-game road trip. And the Blazers, as you said, would love to head out on that trip with a victory and a very nice 6-2 record. We'll see if they can do that. Thanks for watching. Thanks to the entire crew as well. And thanks to our guests, Tim Kempton and Terry Stotts. For Mike Rice, I'm Mike Barrett. Talk to you tomorrow night when the Blazers take on the Suns.
You've been listening to Trailblazers Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network. This has been a Blazers Broadcasting Sports presentation.